My fellow Republicans, the Win in November meeting is a strong message. We need to reclaim our brand. And we need to act like Republicans and vote like Republicans. When I spoke to you last year, I said Republicans lost the 2006 election because we lost our way. We lost our way because we spent too much money. We lost our way because we crammed thousands of earmarks into appropriation bills that had to be passed to keep the government running. We lost our way by borrowing money to build bridges to nowhere in Alaska and to send billions to the Gulf Coast without putting in safeguards to prevent it from being misused and yet being stolen. During that time, I stood almost alone in saying this is not why Republicans were elected to begin with, and this was not the direction that America wanted to go. I was 1 key to vote against the highway bill and 1 of 11 to vote against the Katrina bill. And I'm proud that I'm among the top 10 of all members of the House of Representatives standing for fiscal responsibility in the National Taxpayers Union roll call. Bluntly, we lost the Republican brand, and last year, last election, the voters punished us for it. We win elections by showing that we have a different vision of the future of America than our opponents do. And you heard a lot about that vision of America from what Congressman Ryan said, both in his initial speech and in introducing it. We need to act like Republicans and vote like Republicans. Paul Ryan and I are working to do just that. Whether it's line item deals, earmark reform, environmental solutions that don't wreck the economy, or lower gas prices through increased domestic production, Paul and I are showing that Republicans offer change that makes a positive difference for all Americans, rather than the Democrats' promises of change for change's sake, which we hear day after day from Queen Nancy and her servants. National security is one issue where there is a big difference between Republicans and our political opponents, and we should be highlighting those differences. During my term as chairman of the Judiciary Committee, we wrote and passed the Patriot Act. This law made America and Americans safer in a way that protected civil liberties, and I'm proud of that. We also wrote and passed the Real ID Act, a necessary change called for by the 9/11 Commission. Real ID is more than an anti-terrorism law. It is an essential tool to curtail illegal immigration. But it's up to individual states to implement Real ID so that those not legally in the country are prohibited from getting driver's licenses. Real ID is a public safety tool, as it prevents those who lose their licenses, including serial drunk drivers, from hopping across the state line to get a clean license in another state. No wonder a coalition of the ACLU, the illegal immigrant lobby, and those who see no role for the government to play in most everything, including our safety, have attacked Real ID from the beginning with bogus claims. The state budget repair bill, which passed this week, stripped away the money to implement Real ID in Wisconsin. Worse, last year's budget hiked the driver's license fee by $10 apiece to pay for Real ID implementation. The budget repair bill steals that money used for other spending, an idea that goes against the foundation of our core Republican values. All Republicans in the state Senate voted against this bill, and I commend them for that because they know that to become a majority again, they have to show that there is a real difference between them and us. I Unfortunately, Speaker Hitch decided to push it through the Assembly. And he did so in a manner that does not fix the problems of overtaxing and replaces transportation fees with more state borrowing. Exactly the same move which helped destroy the Republican brand nationally. Everyone sees this as a political shell game that simply postpones hard decisions. Sometimes leadership consists of saying no to bad policies rather than going along to get along. I know firsthand how difficult it is to go against the grain. I have even said no to our president on issues such as immigration. When we don't compromise, on Republican principles, Republicans win elections. If we act like rhinos, voters will see no difference between us and the Democrats, and we will lose. We need to look at what we have done. We need to look at where we are going in the future, and we need to stop making excuses. Let us be united, but be united for fiscal responsibility, security, safety, and giving people value for their tax dollars. Let's be committed as Republicans to getting this right. We need to act like Republicans and vote like Republicans. And you can count on me to help lead this fight. Thank you all.